Welcome to another edition of On the Money with a certified financial group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Bird, alongside Nancy. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Doing great.
All right, Joe, what are we doing here today on a Saturday, July 21st, 2018?
And we are live, by the way, live right here in Central Florida. Well, Nancy and I are here to talk about anything that's on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say in our ads that we run periodically here on WDBO, we go through life, trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up when we're 55 years old, look across the table to Loretta and say, Loretta, honey, one of these days that paycheck is going to stop, and how are we going to continue enjoying the life that we've had so far? You know, we put the kids through college, we had the wedding, bought them cars, you know. But one of these days, those paychecks will stop. What do we need to do now so we don't look back 5 or 10 years from now and say, gee, I wish I would have known, or gee, I'm sorry I did. And that's what financial planning is all about. That's what we do day in and day out, the Certified Financial Group, doing financial planning for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we are doing it here absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, as they might relate to questions that you have about stocks and bonds and your IRA, a 401k, real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. And Nancy and I are here to take your calls. And the good news for you is that right now, the lines are absolutely wide open. Mm-hmm. So pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. We ask you to keep it about 160 characters. That's all we can see on our screen, because how many times do people write in novels and it gets cut off, and then, you know, we don't want to get you the wrong information. So if it's a quick question, if you feel like you can do it in one text, that's fine. But if you're writing the Great Gatsby Part 2, go ahead and give us a phone call.
Or even Part 1.
844-220-0965. Nancy Heck, always here, Certified Financial Group, with some amazing topics. This one looks no different. Spending is the key. Three different approaches to spending in retirement.
Yes. I mean, everybody's really, really concerned about accumulating dollars, but how you spend them before retirement and especially in retirement is really, really important. So there's three different very simple ways to look at spending. One is a level approach. And this would be when you're looking at going into retirement and how much you need per month. And basically sticking with the same amount of dollars month after month after month, year after year after year, assuming that your spending is going to stay relatively stable and your income needs are going to stay relatively stable. The second approach is increased spending, where you're looking at what your needs might be and you gradually from year to year increase throughout your retirement. This is something that we do in our planning. We factor in inflation that compounds on the expenses. Just to pre-plan for any type of increases that there may be. You know, something that you have to be careful about is, as I just mentioned, inflation, and at the rate at which you're increasing, are you keeping pace with inflation or not? And then the next one would be dynamic spending, where you're looking from month to month, what's going on in your lives, what type of life cycle events might there be. For example, I met with some clients yesterday that are getting ready next year to go on the trip of a lifetime, big bucket list stuff. So they need to pull a extra chunk of money out this year and an extra chunk of money out next year, you know, to make up for this trip that they want to go on. So looking at how you're going to spend is so important throughout retirement. I mean, people say, you know, I'm getting ready to retire, do I need to be more conservative? And they forget the fact that they could live 15, 20, 25 years in retirement,
right?
And that's a long time to be spending money.
The worst thing to do is run out of money before you run out of life.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's what we try to avoid with our clients.
And that's what financial planning is all about. And by the way, I understand we're now on Facebook Live. Is that right there, technical? All right. So if you're interested.
Thumbs up, I think, means
thumbs
good.
Thumbs up. I got it. That's the sign. If you're interested in seeing what the inside of the studio looks like and catch Nancy and me live on Facebook, just go to Facebook.com, and in the search bar, type in Certified Financial Group, and up will pop the studio, and you'll get to hear us and see us live on Facebook.
Yes.
There we go.
Technology is an amazing thing. All right, shall we get to our busy phone lines today?
Let's do it.
All right, 844-220-0965. David Orlando kicks us off this morning. David, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, David.
Hello. David?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hello, are you there? David. Hello, David.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello.
Yeah, turn down your radio, David.
Always got to be listening through your phone and not on the radio.
Yeah.
That's always step number one.
Are you there, David? David is...
we're going to haunt David and hopefully that he calls back. Every time we say hey, he says hello, and then all of a sudden we don't get to hear him anymore.
There's a little delay, so turn your radio off.
Always have to listen through your phone. All right, okay. Alan Ocala, you're up next, Al. Go ahead, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I'm 55. My husband's 56. Unfortunately, neither one of us had jobs through our life, but we had our retirement. And we're wondering what we could try to do to make a little nest egg. We don't have a lot of money. We kind of live paycheck to paycheck. But in December, we come into a little bit of money every December, and we're wondering what your idea would be.
What do you do for a living? You have a W-2 income? Are you self-employed? What are you doing?
Self-employed.
You're self-employed. Are you and your husband in the same business, self-employed?
Yeah.
All right.
You
deliver newspapers.
Right.
Oh, you know, I have such a tremendous respect for those people that get that newspaper to my driveway at 4:30 in the morning. I don't know how you do it, but I really appreciate your efforts in that regard. If you're reliable, I hope you continue to stick with it. All right, let's talk about the newspaper delivery. So you have self-employment income. What do you suggest, Nancy?
Well, I mean, if you're coming into some money and you do not have an emergency fund, part of the dollars that you're going to be getting, you need to set aside for what I call toe-of-the-sock money, money that is put aside. It's in a checking, a savings, a money market account. You only use it for emergencies. But if you're self-employed, then you have a couple different options. You can set up a solo 401k, or you could set up a self-employed pension and start stashing some money that will accumulate on a tax-deferred basis for your retirement.
Have you filed your taxes yet for last year?
No.
All right. Well, that's good news then, because you can do a SEP IRA until you file your taxes. Do you do your own taxes?
A friend of mine does.
A friend of yours. All right. Well, get your stuff together and go see your friend about the impact that a SEP IRA, Simplified Employee Pension IRA, will work for you and your husband, and you'll get a tax deduction even though you haven't filed your taxes yet for 2017, and the money will grow for you without being taxed, and you can set that up through any one of the number of mutual fund companies that are out there. They can guide you through that. It's very simple, straightforward, but if that's the best way, Nancy says, as you wanted to have some emergency money, but the next thing is you want to get some tax deductions to get that money growing for you without being taxed.
How would I find the IRA? Do I go to someone to do it?
Well, you could go to a certified financial planner to help you set it up. You could go to, you know, if you like to do business online, Fidelity.com, TD Ameritrade, and just download the IRA application and check the box that says SEP. And with that type of retirement account, you can put aside 25% of your compensation up to $55,000. So it's really easy. And again, you can either, you know, meet with somebody and have them help you set it up, or you can do it online.
Did you mean to say 55,000?
Yes, I did. No, 55,000.
Yep. Yeah. But it's got to represent that much percentage of your income. So as a paper carrier, you're probably not up there. And as a minimum, you can do it. Well, you can't do an IRA because the April 15th is coming
past,
gone.
Yeah. You have to do the SEP. So it's 25% of your compensation up to that max.
Right.
So you just figure out what your total compensation is between you and your husband, 25% of it, and that's what you can stash away for your retirement for 2017.
And that's the best way to get started. And get started and do it every year, year in and year out, and 10 years from now you wake up and say, gee, how did we end up with the extra $150,000? That's the way to do it. Appreciate the call, Al.
All right, Al.
Best wishes to you.
Hope everything in the Cal is off to a great start this morning. If you want Al's line, it's 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965.
And just an additional tip for her is if they can get into the habit once it's established of taking a little chunk out of each month's compensation, then it's a little bit easier to save than trying to come up with a whole lump
all at once
when you're filing your taxes.
And you can set up that SEP to have it go in on a monthly basis automatically out of your checking account. So there are ways to do it.
All right. Jacob in Orlando's up next. Jacob, good morning. You're on with a Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Hi, Jacob.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have a question about a whole life policy that
my parents started for me when I was 15, and I'm now 34. It's a small policy. It's $25,000 in whole life, and the cash value is like $4,200. And I was considering taking the $4,200 out and investing it somewhere else, maybe putting it in a Roth IRA this year. I think this year will probably be the last year that I'm eligible due to income limit. And so I just wanted to see what your thoughts were, if I should leave it alone or the money would be better elsewhere.
The first question we want to know is, anytime you're talking about canceling life insurance, is what is your current life insurance need right now? Are you married? Do you have dependents?
Yeah, married, three kids.
All right.
I wouldn't cancel the policy. I think I would keep it. It's only a couple $100 a year, but I would take the cash value out.
So if you take the cash value out, what you're doing is taking a loan, and the loan is not taxable, but you're going to accumulate interest that you owe on the loan through the policy. So what will happen is, if you never pay it back, the loan amount plus the accrued interest is going to be deducted from the death benefit.
And the policy will ultimately self-destruct.
Now, one thing you might want to do is, if paying the premiums may be a substitute for making a Roth contribution, is you can use some of those dividends that have accumulated to pay your premiums.
Okay.
And then the $200 that you're using to pay the premiums, you start funding into a Roth account, if that's what you want to do.
So while you're a young man there, Jacob, let's ask a little bit about your life insurance situation. How many children do you have?
He said sure. Three.
So I have three children, yep.
And they're how old?
9, 7, and 2.
9, 7, and does your wife work outside the home?
No. So no, she's our home manager.
Got it. So you're the sole breadwinner, all right?
Right.
How much life insurance do you carry?
I have $1.3 million.
$1.3 with three kids? Your house paid for?
No. Okay. No, 15 years left on the house or so.
Okay. That $1.3 is probably not adequate for your situation.
Right.
Term insurance is the best way to go. You pick up another 15, 20-year term insurance. Very easily done. That's what I would highly recommend. You ought to get together with a certified financial planner, have him or do what we call a capital needs analysis to see how much insurance that you need. You can get the insurance online. It's dirt cheap. But I want to tell you, my friend, that is the Achilles heel right now at your young age with three young children. Because Nancy and I see it.
Right.
We see those tragedies, right,
yes,
Nancy?
Yes, we do. You just never know.
What's the right balance? I'm sorry. What's the right balance between whole life and term?
My personal feeling is zero whole life, 100% term.
Well, and one thing that you can do, assuming that you find a nice term policy that maybe has a 30-year term, is that you could take the $4,200 that you've accumulated in the whole life when you cancel it and reallocate that towards premium on the term policy.
Okay.
So I would look look at boosting your life insurance situation. If you cash out that policy, as Nancy said, you have some options to it. You're maxing out your 401k at work?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And did you set up a spousal IRA for your wife? Is she eligible for that?
We have not done that. And so I definitely need the services of a financial planner, because we're at the point now, we've finally maxed out the 401k, getting the most out of the company, and I'm putting in the max that I'm allowed. And so now we have additional resources to invest. Now I got to figure out what to do with it.
Sure.
And you have a good emergency fund set aside?
Yeah, I probably don't have as much as you all would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I probably have more like 2 months rather than the 3 to 6.
Okay. Well, you got a head start on it.
Yeah.
Well, Jacob, you're at a great point in life. This is the time to get your act together, get yourself set up on a systematic, disciplined approach, and get with it, because you've got a great asset that Nancy and I have less of, and that's time. Right, Nancy?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of us have less than others, but that's the way it works.
Right.
Jacob, we appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
He's already there on the emergency fund. 2 months. And what, you guys recommend 6 months always,
well, it
right?
depends on your personal situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so there's no general rule of a month.
No,
there's a general rule, but it doesn't work for everybody.
Okay. Everybody's situation is different.
Right.
All right, Jacob, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Jacob's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Tom, Patty, Rich, you are on the line. You are up next right after we get the three big things you need to know.
Welcome back to All the Money here on News 96.5 WDBO. 5 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall over in the News 96.5 newsroom. But right now, the Certified Financial Planner Professionals and Certified Financial Group are here live in the studio, taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 212-32. That is 212-32. Want to get back? Well, go ahead, Joe.
We also may want to mention we're on Facebook Live right now.
On Facebook Live as well.
Dial right into the studio. You can see Nancy and me. Go to your Facebook page on the search bar. Type in Certified Financial Group, and up we will pop, and you'll see us live. And if you want to stay tuned, you can even pick up the phone and make some calls, right?
I know, and that's the best part because Joe is wearing his nice shirt today, and I know he just wants to show it off. So please go to the Facebook Live and check out Joe's shirt.
The old shirt
looks
good. Thank
you. Well, yeah, it looks iron. I mean, it looks good.
Right.
It looks good.
We're working on it.
Patty in Winter Haven. Patty, you're up next with the Certified
Patty.
Financial Group.
What's up?
Hi, Patty.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My husband and I are retired, and he has a pension, and we've got some different investments. We've got annuities that we really can't get at right now. He's got a lump sum with a company in his stock that pays dividends quarterly, and then one lump that he trades and fools around with. My question is, we're thinking of buying a home. We have no mortgage or any payments right now. We're thinking of buying a home by the beach.
Is this a second home? Patty, is this a second home? Or are you going to move
to the beach? No. This will be another primary home. We're in a different kind of situation now, and we want to go to a real house that won't blow away.
Okay.
So my question is, we're thinking of three different options, paying cash for it, which would be taking it out of his company stock plan that pays quarterly. It'll probably take the whole thing, or taking enough money out just to stay. Right now, if we would do that for a down payment, we would stay under the nice tax brackets that we have now.
Okay.
And that's kind of what we're looking at. Or we could do a reverse mortgage and take a little less out and then never make a payment again. And I know there's some charges up front on a reverse mortgage, but what would be the best thing to do?
Well, you addressed one concern I had right off the bat is if you took the stocks, if you sold the stock, what kind of capital gains would you have and what would the tax consequences be in that regard?
Or are the stocks are they in an ESOP where the money that comes out is going to be fully taxable to you? Do you know?
Yes, it'll be fully taxable.
Fully taxable.
Okay.
So that makes it even more expensive. Okay. All right. You know, the only way to answer that question with a high degree of certainty, Patty, is to have some planning done because you have a lot of variables there and the decision that you're about to make is going to impact you for the rest of your life. I wish that Nancy and I can give you a quick answer that the best way, easiest way. Now, you've laid out some different scenarios, which is good. You have some options and a reverse mortgage may very well be perfect for you, but we want to be sure that you have enough liquidity and that you're not taking biting off more than you can chew with this house purchase. Because remember, you're also going to have property taxes and insurance, particularly if you're going to the beach. And if you're going to Volusia County, hang on to your hat because of what property taxes are out there.
Well, the insurance
mm-hmm.
will be huge,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Patty, the house you're living in now, you own it?
She's 55 still... Plus Park in a manufactured home.
Okay.
So we paid cash and just pay a rent on the lot.
Okay. So it is something that you could sell and have a little bit towards the beach house.
Yes.
Okay.
Patty, I like looking at the reverse mortgage. What do you know about reverse mortgages for our listeners that may not be familiar with that opportunity? What have you heard?
Well, I have learned in the last couple of years something interesting. You can buy a brand new, well, any kind of house, brand new or resale home, and put down half of the cost of the home and then never make a payment again. And there's a couple things to know. The upfront closing costs are higher on a 3,000.
Well, Patty, hang on to that thought because we're up against the news here. So hang on the line. We'll get to you on the other side. If you want Patty's line, it's 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow
today
with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money here on News 96.5 WTBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Bird, alongside Nancy Hitt. They are certified planner professionals and certified financial group. And Joe, if anybody may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, just real briefly, what can they call you about today?
Nancy and I are here to take the questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. What do I need to do now so don't look back 5 or 10 years from now and say, gee, I wish I'd have known, or gee, I'm sorry I did that. That's what Nancy and I do on Monday through Friday for a fee, working with our clients, helping them discern those kinds of questions that they don't teach us, or the answers to those questions that they don't teach us in school. So like we say, on Monday through Friday, we do it for a fee, but on Saturday morning, we are absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, decisions that you're trying to make about your IRA, about 401k, about real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more, we are here to take your calls, and there is a line open, so pick up the phone and dial this magic number.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well, 21232. If you want to keep it to about 160 characters, please, that would be great, because that's all we can see on our screen. Again, 844-220-0965 for the phone, and the text is 21232. Now, before we went to break, we were talking to Patty out in Winter Haven, and we were talking about reverse mortgages.
Patty, you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, so one thing that you have to look at in Volusia County with the reverse mortgage, each county has a different percentage of the equity that they will allow to be used for a reverse mortgage. It's not standard from county to county or from state to state. So if that's an option you're looking at, make sure that you have all your information up front.
Okay. And I understand that whatever their percentage, are you saying their percentage of fee?
Like in Orange County, you can get a reverse mortgage up to 67% of the equity that's there. In Seminole County, it's a different figure. So each county has a different percentage figure that they will allow to be used in the reverse mortgage. Now, the fees are set predominantly by the federal government, and they're pretty standard. It has nothing to do with, you know, where you're living and where you're taking the reverse mortgage from.
Basically, the amount that you qualify for is a function of what county you live in. So, as Nancy said, do some shopping before you commit to something.
And if you don't have somebody to talk to in reference to getting the reverse mortgage information, you know, give us a call, shoot an email, and we can put you in touch with some independent mortgage brokers that provide these types of services.
Okay. And one other thing along those lines, is it correct that I'm assuming if you sell the property or get out of it before your 30-year term is up, it's like 90 days, same as cash. You pay all the interest and everything.
There's no 30-year term. You never pay that mortgage back until you leave that house and it's no longer your primary residence. So if you live to be 140, you live there, pay no mortgage payments, and that's it. There's no 30 years.
And if you're leaving the house because you've left the earth, then it just goes back to the reverse mortgage company.
Well, they sell the property and your survivors get the equity, whatever's left after they pay off the reverse mortgage.
Okay. So I wonder how they would justify the cost if your survivors want to buy it if there is no term.
There is an outstanding mortgage balance. When you start on day one, if you die the next month, you have 1 year, 1 month of interest plus the cost of putting together the deal that your survivors will have to pay off. But if you live for 40 years, you've got 40 years of interest that have been accumulated that's going to go against whatever equity is in that house.
Okay. I probably need to talk to somebody about that.
Okay.
All right.
It's a much more extensive conversation than we can get into right now.
But meet with a certified financial planner, somebody that doesn't want to sell you something to answer your questions. That's what Nancy and I and the certified financial planner professionals at CFG do for a fee. Give us a call. We'd be glad to help you. The number is 407-869-9800. Or on the website at Financial Group, or on the internet at financialgroup.com.
All right. Thanks so much, Patty. Let's go out to Flagler Beach and talk to Rich. Rich, you're on WDBO. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick question regarding Social Security and how the so-called quarters are calculated. I'm rather confused. I'm seeing a dollar amount, but then I'm also seeing a different dollar amount. I see one that says like around $1,600. Then there's something that says you need like to earn like $16,000 or $17,000 a year. So what is the real answer?
Well, to get the maximum benefit, you have to have 40 quarters of earnings. Now,
right.
Okay, so you have to work 40 quarters. It doesn't say that you got to work full-time. You're just working, and you're getting a W-2 in that quarter. And the maximum, and then to get the maximum benefit, you have to contribute up to the maximum Social Security amount, which this year I think is like $120,000 to get the maximum benefit. But what they do is they take your highest 35 years of earnings, and that's what your benefit is calculated on.
Right, but what dollar amount constitutes a quarter?
No, there's no dollar amount.
Yeah, it's time. It's time that you work.
But your benefit is a function of how much you've earned over those 35 years, and it assumes that you've worked for 40 quarters.
Rich, have you ever gone on SSA.gov to look at what your record looks like?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I have like 19, and I'm trying to figure out how much I have to earn to boost that.
Okay, well, it's time served more than it is a function of dollars earned.
So if you only have 19 quarters, you have 21 more quarters to go.
No, I have 19 years.
Oh, 19 years. Okay, okay. Then you're covered.
Yeah.
That's 76 quarters.
So then it's really just a function of, I mean, it's going to, as Joe said, an average of 35 years. So depending on how many years you plan on working more to try and boost that average up, it's going to be based on the full 35.
Chances are you're earning more now than you did 19 years ago, right?
No, I'm not covered under Social Security right now.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then what it is what it is. And what you want to be careful of, how long you been out of Social Security?
About 15 years.
Oh, gee.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the only way to how old are you?
67.
You're pretty much done everything you can do.
Yeah. Rich,
there isn't much
I don't
more you
think
can do.
There's anything you can do to change what you're going to get in your benefit.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I mean, if you would like a Social Security analysis done, we'd be happy to do it for you.
We'll give Rich the number and the best website to reach at.
Our website is financialgroup.com. The phone number is 407-869-9800. Thank you so much for your call.
All right, Rich, appreciate it. Let's get to Winter Springs and talk to Gene. Gene, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Gene.
Good morning. Excuse me.
Sure.
I listen to your program almost every Saturday morning, and I really do like it. A lot of good information there.
Thank you so much.
One of the things I wanted to try and point out, and I don't know if this makes a difference or not, but on term insurance, I know your group and Clark Howard all say, you know, term insurance, no whole life insurance. The problem with that is on term insurance, you know, it has certainly a definite expiration date.
Right, right.
And whenever that happens, then you have no insurance.
Right.
If you develop anything, like I developed multiple myeloma, so I was not able to buy additional life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it just isn't anything that's available to me. Fortunately, on the term insurance, a lot of them have a conversion period in there.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of my policies had a conversion period, and I hadn't reached that yet, and so I was able to take out or convert over $100,000 of that into full life insurance.
Well, that's
you know, so I just wanted to I've never heard that mentioned on any of the programs where they recommend the term insurance, but that I think needs to be a factor if you want to have enough to get planted on. You know, have enough to get buried with and
Gene,
stuff, and not burden your family.
Gene, I had that same circumstance with my dad. When my dad retired. He had minimal insurance. I looked at my mom and I saw what might happen. My dad passed away prematurely. Unfortunately, he did. We got him a term policy, and about 5 years later, he developed lung cancer, and it was convertible, and I want to tell you, it made all the difference in the world. So you bring up a very good point, and thanks for bringing that to our attention. You want what's called a convertible term policy, which gives you flexibility.
Right.
And most of those policies have that. But go ahead.
And if somebody is looking for permanent insurance, I have no problems with standard whole life. I have problems with the universals. I have problems with the indexes, things, but plain vanilla whole life, I have no problems with.
But on my problem,
the plain whole life, I think, you know, carry a minimum amount on what you expect your finally spent this to be, I think is great. But, you know, I think that that is something that should be considered when you're doing your life insurance, because I've had term insurance now for, I guess, close to 30 years. And, you know, now then a lot of the policies are starting to expire, and I'm just not able to replace those, which is, you know, I don't need as much insurance now as I did back then.
That's the idea. Insurance is supposed to fill the gap until you've had time to accumulate a large enough estate that you no longer need insurance. And
right.
So that's what we do. Gene, I appreciate the call. And thanks for being a regular listener.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Gene, thanks so much. Let's go to Brenda out in Lake County. Brenda, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, Brenda.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hi. I have a question about the term life insurance. In the previous caller, sort of answered some of my questions.
Okay.
But here's my question. If you're in your mid-60s, is it a wise idea to pick up term insurance? And what happens to the money once the term is ended?
Well, I mean, if you're in your mid-60s, you could still probably get a 20 or 25-year term policy, so it could take you significantly into, you know, a lot of people live beyond their mid-80s, so. So you have that. But if the what happens to after the term is gone?
Yes, what happens to the money that went to purchase that money, is that
okay,
gone,
well,
the insurance?
All you've done is paid for pure protection. So over the term, that's what you've paid for. Now, one thing to keep in mind is if it is a convertible term policy, as the last gentleman talked about, and you're in your later years and you don't feel that you actually need it, there are companies that will buy out even term policies. And give you a cash lump sum based on what your state of health is, what your premiums are, what the face value of your life insurance is. So even if you still have term left but you don't want to pay it anymore, you may not want to just let it lapse or cancel it. You may want to look in to see if you can get a lump sum from it. But term policy is paying for pure insurance, and when the term is over, it's done, it's over, it's provided its job.
Okay, and is it a wise idea to purchase term insurance when you're in your 60s?
Only if you need it. That's what you have to do, what's called a capital needs analysis, and determine where, if whatever income you might be dependent on, or you don't have enough assets to fill that gap, yes, it might make sense to buy the insurance. But just as a general rule to have insurance when you're in your 60s, you can't say. Everybody is different. But if you're going to buy insurance, you're going to get far more death benefit per dollar than if you bought whole life or universal insurance. And that's why we recommend it. It's pure coverage with the idea that the difference or savings, if you will, should be invested to give you liquidity and cash flow for your retirement years.
Okay, then would there be a difference between having term insurance that's offered through your company versus you purchasing term insurance?
Well, term insurance through your company sometimes goes away when your job goes away. Some companies allow you to maintain the coverage once you've retired. It's something that you're buying on your own. You completely control that.
And buying it through your company sometimes is more expensive because they have to generally include everybody. That includes the people who are at smoke and may have health issues. If you're in good health, chances are you might be able to get term insurance on your own that you control even if you leave the job. So once again, every situation is unique. But if you can't get insurance because of health, oftentimes what you can get through the company is maybe the only thing you can do, and, you know, hopefully you don't need it, but.
Right. I understand that.
Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Brenda.
All right. And just like that, Brenda's got her question answered. If you want to take Brenda's line, it's 844-220-0965. It's 844-220-0965. When we come back, we'll get an update on the calendar about upcoming workshops and along with the number. And a couple of text questions in here at 21232. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
For the Certified Financial Group. Here's the three big things you need to know.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, welcome back. It's the final segment of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. And it's your last chance to get your question answered today by Joe Burt, Nancy Hett from the Certified Financial Group, as we are 4 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic. Excuse me, again, 844-220-0965. I wanted to get to Tom about a Social Security question, but
So, yeah, Tom, we're sorry that you couldn't hang on any longer. If you would like to send your question in to us at financialgroup.com or give us a call and ask for one of the planners on Monday or any day next week at 407-869-9800, we'd be happy to answer your question for you.
Now, we had a couple of text questions in at 21232. This first one in a while ago. What do you think will happen with the trade changes after the latest summits?
I think everything's yet to be played out. You know, we're raising tariffs. They're raising tariffs. We'll see how it all plays out. I think in the end we will be winner, all, net winners. I think it's going to be an interesting ride. Who knows how it's going to be impacted, and I don't know. Good news is it hasn't impacted the markets.
No,
things are
it
still,
hasn't.
Still,
yeah.
We're still plugging along.
Yeah.
You know, earnings are up. Optimism is up. I think things still need to ripple through the economy. Car prices are going to go up. Appliances are going to go up. Most everything we buy is going to increase, which is going to push some pressure on inflation, which will push up interest rates. So who knows? A lot of moving parts going on right there.
Yep. Okay, and then we got another one here. In Seminole County, senior community, Coop of Mobile Homes own a share of the community and home free and clear. Are these homes shunned for rent? And that is why we ask you to keep it to 160K.
My guess is that they want to know if they get a reverse mortgage on a manufactured home. And we see no reason why, as long as it is actually owned by the people as opposed to rented, we see no reason why.
Yeah, I think you may have some difficulty if you're just leasing the land. That may be a problem, but each situation is unique and it deserves exploration.
Yeah, to get a quote on a reverse mortgage costs nothing but a little bit of time.
Right.
So it doesn't hurt to ask.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Tommy here on line one. Tom, we're running out of time, so be very quick with your question here.
Good morning, Tom.
And it is a quick question. Just thought it would be a fun question.
Okay.
I'm on I-4 and just saw one of the billboards. The Mega Millions is up to $493 million.
Mm-hmm.
What would somebody do if they win that as far as, doing what's smart with the money?
Not claim it in your own name. Set up a trust first and claim it in the trust. In the state of Florida, the winner has to be disclosed, but if it's in a trust, it could be in that name and not your personal name. That's what you do first.
Wow.
We have lottery winners as clients, so we'd
right.
be glad to help you. Yeah. See a certified
wow.
financial planner and an attorney and get your act together.
I wish we had more time to. I have follow-up questions to that, but we got about a minute left. I want to get out the workshop calendar upcoming
okay.
here.
Okay, well, the next workshop coming up, and I would call if you have any interest in this because it fills up fast, and for all we know it could be filled, is Healthcare Options in Retirement. That's August 25th. From 9 to 11 in our offices in Altamont Springs. If they go to our website, financialgroup.com, there is a workshop tab where you can drop down, see the topics, the dates, and make a reservation.
Okay.
All right, here we are.
All right, just like
great
that.
Show.
Yep.
Broadcast gold.
Radio so. Gold, always every 9 a.m. here on 96.5 with the Certified Financial Group. We'll see you back here next week. We've been planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burke. Stay tuned for Florida Homes and Gardens and Nancy Hecht as well. Almost
Thank
forgot
you.
About Nancy. I am mad at myself that I did that again because I did it last time you were here when I was trying to exit.
I'll smack you as I exit.
Yeah, just hit me over top of the head. I'll get it down. All right, the news is next on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5.